Lesson 2.3, page 14, exercise 1A.
I'm thinking about learning how to scuba dive before I go on vacation. Or maybe I'll just stick to snorkeling. What do you think?
Where are you going on your vacation?
I'm heading to Belize for 1 month.
Wonderful! That's one of the most popular places for scuba diving in the world. Well, I've done a lot of snorkeling and scuba diving, and there are a number of things to keep in mind. First and foremost, scuba diving is more expensive. It requires a lot of special equipment.
What exactly do you mean by special equipment?
You need an oxygen tank with a special hose and mouthpiece to breathe through. You'll also need a diving suit and swim fins. On the other hand, the only equipment required for snorkeling is a mask and breathing tube.
Can I still see interesting plant and sea life when I'm snorkeling?
Sure, snorkeling is great. Just remember, you stay on the surface of the water when snorkeling. When you scuba dive, you go deeper. You can see more diverse forms of life that way.
Okay, I think I prefer going deeper under the water rather than staying on the surface. Is there any danger that I would use up all my oxygen while scuba diving? That worries me a little.
Oh, no. Beginners dive at around 10 meters. So at that depth, oxygen tanks provide air for 1 hour. That's a long time. You won't even need close to that amount. You'll learn all of this information in your certification course.
Would you recommend starting a scuba diving course now?
That's up to you. One thing to consider is how much time you have before you go. Generally, getting certified happens in 3 steps. First, you learn about scuba diving safety. You can actually take an online course for that. That's the least interesting step. Next, you practice diving in a small environment, like a swimming pool. A professional diver will be there to supervise you. Finally, you'll head to the open water and put everything you've learned into practice. You usually have to complete 4 dives successfully before getting certified.
That sounds challenging, but fun. One more question. Is there a risk of sharks or other dangerous sea life? Scuba divers are in their territory, after all.
The risk is low. In reality, sharks injure only about 100 people per year. If you come across a shark underwater, chances are it won't bother you.
Okay, I'm convinced.